This is a focus on Barbados's 2015 Financial Stability Report. Credit unions in Barbados recorded an increase of $120 million in their shares put in by their members in 2015. And according to the latest Financial Stability Report, deposits were also up by $93 million, while lending rose by $15 million. And that money went mainly to consumer and personal credit. Chief Executive Officer with the Financial Services Commission, Randy Graham, tells us that there are 34 credit unions operating in Barbados at the moment.
They cover about 174,000 Barbadians, and their asset base is about 1.8, 1.9 billion. What we saw in 2015 was, relatively stable and similar activity in that the assets grew year on year from the previous years. And that growth was driven by loans, which is typical for the credit union sector. We saw a profitability in the sector, so we didn't see the sector losing money. And generally the number of loans issued sort of kept on an upward trend.
Well, there was a downside to the operations of the country's credit unions: an increase in non-performing loans. Those loans that members have faced difficulty repaying.
I think the year-on-year increase, it went up to about 8.7% now. So the total portfolio of non-performing loans in the credit union sector is 8.7% of the whole loan portfolio.
And what should it be normally?
Well, we like a benchmark of around 5%. Not that, 8% is a crisis situation, but we prefer to have a 5% benchmark because the credit union sector is really a savings and loans driven sector, and 90% of the activities is loan activity. So if you have the loan portfolio not doing well, it means that the whole sector is sort of going to struggle. And so that's why we don't tend to want it to be much above 5%, but it's gone to 8% now.
But at what point should there be alarm?
Anything below 16%, we still have enough capital buffer to deal with the situation. So 16% is kind of the threshold that will start to raise alarm bells.
In this regard, therefore, you shouldn't be surprised if you see your credit union requiring more of you in some respects.
There are about three tools that the credit unions would use. Firstly, they would take collateral on the loans. So if it is a mortgage, they may have the real estate or they may have the property as a buffer. So that if the loan is not being repaid, they can sell the asset and recover the funds for the credit union. Not naturally the best sort of choice that the institution wants to face, but this is an option. So it means that in the first instance, when the loan is actually issued, the credit union wants to take good collateral and good security on the loan. The second thing is that they want to use good techniques in evaluating potential borrowers so that they're not giving loans to persons who cannot sort of service the loan based on their salary. They want to have good techniques to evaluate persons' ability to pay based on their salary and other sources, and maintain a loan amount in that range so that the individual is not stressed to try to pay the situation. But once it goes on the books, if it does go into a problem, the best tool the credit union probably has is to sort of refinance the loan. So they bring the person back into the credit union. Maybe they make the term a longer term and reduce the monthly payment and bring it back into something that is manageable. Because a lot of times what happens is that the member can't service the loan at $1,000, so they don't pay anything at all. They may have seven, but they don't have $1,000 and they don't pay anything. So what the credit union does is to bring it back in and to rework the loan so it's back into the 700 range where they can afford to pay, and then the loan is paid on an ongoing basis.
Mr. Graham also tells us that this year, the FSC is also working to get deposit insurance in place for credit unions.
Right now, the banks, they have a deposit insurance sort of backstop on where there's a deposit insurance company that has separate funding set aside. So that if any bank fails, this money comes out of the fund to protect policyholders' deposits so you don't lose your money if the bank collapses. What we are doing is replicating that system for the credit unions, where we're going to get a pool of funds that's going to be set aside separate and distinct from the credit union, so that if any credit union fails, the people of Barbados don't lose their deposits, but the money is taken from this security fund and put back into the depositors' depositors' bank account, so to speak.
CEO of the Financial Services Commission, Randy Graham, who says that they are very close to getting the legislation in place for this form of deposit insurance. This has been another look at the 2015 Financial Stability Report.